Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. In this episode, I want to bring some clarity on what's happening right now in the world, January 20th, 2021. And I'll just get right to it. Lord, we pray that you would open up the heavens right now for us to understand. Give us the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of comfort for those who are suffering up all the attacks of confusion and sicknesses and the violence. We just ask, Lord, for your divine guidance right now. We come into agreement together. We renounce the attacks of violence. We ask, Lord, that you put an end to the rioting that we're experiencing here in the U.S. Bring peace in the streets in Jesus' name. Ooh, amen. I tell you, it's been such a time. And I believe we're in a time of divine change. And we want to welcome the new president of the United States today. And again, I renounce the act of the violence. That's not who we are. And that, I just really just believe that God's going to release a strategy to bring peace in the streets, appalled at the level of lawlessness that we're seeing. And we call on the Lord now in each of our cities to restore us. Lord, we ask you would also do some things behind the scenes that we don't understand. There's things that's happening that the world seems out of control. So we ask, Lord, that you would bring things under your power and authority. Oh man, I tell you, it's a time God is shifting things. I got a word for right now. Every time I'd ask the Lord about the presidency, I'd hear the same thing. Habakkuk 1:5, the Lord would say that, look at the nations and watch. Be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days you wouldn't believe even if I told you. He's not forgotten us. We're not going to hell in a handbasket. This is not the beginning of the end. The economy is not going to crash now. The Lord is greater than all of these things. The word of God is very clear. Greater is the one in you than the one in the world. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. This is the word of the Lord. The Lord is saying right now, trust me, I'm going to release a plan to overcome the attacks of Satan that have been heavy against the entire world. The Lord is going to use this to prepare us for the long needed and awaited revival that'll be coming. It's not starting just yet, but it is coming. And just as the pandemic has hit globally, the Lord says, I'm going to move globally. And we're getting things into place. We need to get the full picture of things. 1 Corinthians 13:9-10 talks about this side of prophecy that's not understood. Paul says, for we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what was in part disappears. The tricky part of hearing God and prophecy is that we don't always have the full picture of things. And this is a mystery. God wants to unfold things. He wants us to rely on each other. And I believe that things are unfolding right now, even greater. We're going to see some things happen. It's been a difficult season for me personally, you know, to discern the final verdict of the elections. And I was hearing the same things about, you know, who the next president was, but I wasn't talking about it publicly. But I did do some things behind the scenes, you know, to battle. You know, sometimes the Lord will share his intentions. He will share his heart. This is the understanding that we miss about him. He'll say, this is what my intention is. And then we battle and, you know, we try to bring it into reality and sometimes it doesn't work. And sometimes that happens and other times we know clearly. But I believe that the battling that's gone on behind the scenes, our prayers might not have changed the outcome of the elections today, but it did indeed put an attack against the enemy. and with this global storm we're seeing. In December, I heard the Lord clearly that Joe Biden was going to be the next president. And my message on the presidency, I don't use my podcast, Spirit Connection, as a platform politically. I'm not judging anyone who does. I have a different assignment from the Lord. But I am active behind the scenes, and I was praying with others during the time of things I was hearing. And I did announce that Joe Biden would be the next president at New Year's Eve at a conference called Decree 2021 with Jeremy Moran and Nelson in the San Diego area, San Marcos, California. On New Year's Eve, I announced this and documented that I heard the Lord. And I realized it caught a lot of people off guard, but I believe that I was hearing the Lord correctly. And it is a strange time right now. Not easy to hear the Lord, like I said, to understand the bigger picture. But we can understand the season. We're in a time and a season. I'm a times and seasons prophet. And the time we are in right now is that 2020 was a shaking. And the Lord was using this, the shaking, COVID-19, the violence in the street, the superstorms. They're Haggai 2:7 shaking. The Lord said, I will shake the nations, and what is desired by all the nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. Now, the glory of the Lord actually means His manifest presence, His power, His peace. It's all of these things wrapped up in one. So the Lord is actually shaking things right now. And another piece of this word that I want you to get in your spirit, because this is where we need to focus. Some people say, what should I do now? Maybe you were praying for, you know, one person to become president, and they didn't. Or maybe you're praying the other way. I don't know. Or maybe you're living in another country. You're watching me. But here's what the Lord said. What to focus on right now is that we need financial strategies. The financial solutions are being released because the storehouses on earth have been depleted through all these attacks. And the Lord is releasing the storehouses of heaven right now. This is the time for the Joseph people, the entrepreneurial prophetic groups are going to start coming on the scene, very similar to Genesis 41, when Joseph interpreted the dream of the Lord of an ungodly leader, Pharaoh. And not only did he give the interpretation, but he gave a 7-year plan on how to prepare and release finances in the world that saved Israel and shifted the entire spiritual atmosphere over the world at that time. I believe we're at this place right now. It's starting to happen right now, and there's a huge change happening that's going to set us up for what's coming. Now, as you look at the current president with Joe Biden, you don't have to agree with someone. By the way, I didn't agree with everything with President Trump, but I still prayed for him. I had a prayer assignment. I didn't agree with everything about President Obama, but I still prayed for him and had an assignment. This is what you need to get. I believe that today many Christians have misunderstood this part. And I'm going to talk about right now how you can pray. In fact, biblically, how we need to align. And no matter if people that you're around you or the leader is of a different belief system or political party, you need to still pray. Ephesians 6:12 says, we struggle not with flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world and against the spiritual forces in the evil realms. So we're not talking about the evils inside of a person or a group. We need to realize they can be influenced by the demonic forces, but greater is the one in us than the one in the world. Jesus, the Lord says that. And Jesus said this, that we should pray and we should get the strategies from heaven. He said, on earth as it is in heaven. When you pray, He said, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. So we have power right now to be able to pray. And in Ephesians 4:3, this is the word I keep getting right now that's going to shift the streets. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. The root that Satan is unleashing right now is hatred, fear, I mean, violence. There's all kinds of things. But I tell you, our calling is to bring peace, to change the atmosphere by releasing perfect love in the midst of it. We must. I repeat, we must, I'll say it a third time, we must pray for leaders and not curse them. As Joe Biden now is taking office, it's important to pray and bless his administration and Vice President Kamala Harris. And I want to walk you through what the Bible says about this. 1 Timothy 2:1 says that, I urge you then, first of all, that all prayers and petitions, intercession, thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and those in authority, and those who live in peace and quiet lives, in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleasing to God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved through the knowledge of truth. Now, Paul spoke those words when they were under, actually, a lot of warfare with the Roman world, and some of the Caesars at the time were persecuting the church. But he said, pray for them. Romans 13:1 says, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that God establishes, and the authorities that exist have been established by God. Again, Paul said that while he was under an ungodly authority. You can respect those things and still operate in the Lord. This is where we get off track. So I've been actually, I prayed a sign, like I said before, for all, most of the presidents, President Obama. You know, I didn't agree with everything, but I still prayed for them. You don't have to agree with everyone to pray for them. And here's what Jesus said. This is a powerful thing right now that we need to get in our spirit. In Matthew 23:2, look this up. I want people right now to understand this is the word of the Lord. It's the word of the Bible. Jesus told the crowds and his disciples, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. So you must be careful to do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do. So there's an authority. There's a seat of authority. Jesus honored the seat of authority, but he said you don't have to do everything they do, but you need to pray for and honor them. In other words, you don't, anyway, without explaining it, honor the leaders, but you don't have to actually do everything that you might see them doing. If a leader's doing something opposite, then you can bless God and bless them. Now check this out. This is powerful. The Apostle Paul in Acts 23, this is the powerful part of what I'm talking about. Acts 23, you need to look at this. Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin, and that was the religious leaders, and said, my brothers, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good consciousness to this day. And at that, the high priest Ananias ordered those standing near Paul that they strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. You sit in judgment according to the law, but yet you yourself violate the law by commanding that I be struck. And then those standing by Paul said, how dare you insult the high priest? Verse 5, you got to get this. Paul backed down. He realized, he said, brothers, I didn't realize this was the high priest. For it is written, do not speak evil about a ruler of your people. This must be understood. Paul was plain about honoring leaders. Jesus was plain about honoring leaders. And we need to get a prayer assignment right now. And what's next? Trust the Lord in the midst of the storms that are hitting right now. We want to welcome President Biden and Vice President Harris. We want to step up right now. Don't step back. Here's what we need to do, is release the things that the Lord has for us. And so, Lord, we ask right now that you would bring about the changes that we need. We ask now that you would open up the heavens over us, and we release your peace in Jesus' name. Okay, well, how to respond right now? I keep getting the same prophetic word that we need to get a breakthrough in the area of finances because the storehouses on earth have been depleted. The Lord is releasing strategies and solutions from heaven on us. So I'm going to be doing a special training this Saturday called How to Get Your Financial Breakthrough. Saturday, January 23rd, DougEdison.com/breakthrough. And I'll be talking about not just things about getting out of debt, that'll be in there, but also how to develop a lifestyle of blessing, how to open up the heavens over your finances in a greater way. It's going to set people up for what's coming in a good way. I believe God is going to shift things, and I hope you can be there. All right. God bless you. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.